Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
Roll free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Let's go. Super Talk Eagle Hour back on the air. Bob Getty, Kelly Center. We're in the Southern Bancorp studio here in Hattiesburg. Glad you're with us. Opening segment of the show every day, sponsored by Dickey's Barbecue Pit. Great place for a family meal tonight. Great place to cater your next special event with the holidays around the corner. Keep Dickey's in mind. Good show today. Dema Mixon hanging out at the Media Day, Southern Miss Football. We'll catch up with him around 1:40 this afternoon, get the latest on the quarterback situation as the Golden Eagles get ready to take on South Alabama. First, though, we want to talk a little basketball, and the Golden Eagles in town tonight, taking on crosstown rival William Carey University. And I think a basketball game that everybody in Hattiesburg looks forward to every year. We've got a very special guest in the studio with us today, and he'll have an interest in tonight's game. LaRon Brumfield has been the basketball coach at Oak Grove High School for the past 11 seasons, played and coached at William Carey, has a son, Dylan Brumfield, who played at William Carey, who is now playing for Southern Miss. And, Coach, this got to be a confusing situation for you tonight. Exactly how are you going to handle this?
Well, I'm going to get on the bus, go over to Hattiesburg, and we're going to play, and I'm just going to wait and see what the score will be.
Okay, so I missed the game tonight. You've got a game of your own tonight.
Yes, sir. Oh, but, okay. It's, you know, it's going to be fun. I, you know, support both teams, but, of course, we want the Dylan and the Golden Eagles to have some success tonight. Yeah. So,
well, before we talk more about that, you've got a rich history at William Carey. You were a player there. You coached with the great Steve Knight. What's he mean to you, and what was your experience at Carey like for you, Coach?
It was life-changing. You know, never thought a kid from Franklinton, Louisiana, get a chance to go play college basketball. Go in, and a coach just challenged me from the first time I stepped on the floor. You know, I played on the post, had to learn how to, you know, play facing the basket, had to learn how to play man-to-man defense. Mm-hmm. And, man, he just really challenged me and opened my eyes to a lot of things, you know, even from, you know, why we leave so early to go to a game. We would leave, you know, extra early. And my freshman year, we have a flat going in New Orleans. And ironically, one of our players' father just happened to see us and help us change the flat. So we getting dressed on the vans at the time we were traveling, mm-hmm. didn't go on the charter buses. Mm-hmm. And we walk in, have enough time, about 10 minutes to warm up and go play a game. So, you know, things like that, you know, being on time, leaving early, mm-hmm. Being to practice early, getting extra work in, just things that he taught me that I didn't even know about basketball, mm-hmm. that was going to help me in life.
And I'm guessing, and obviously he's the winningest all-time coach here, you learned from an awfully good one. I'm going to assume that much of what you learned from Coach Knight you use today.
Yes, sir, use a lot of it. You know, I try to bring my own little mix to it, but when I came here, I didn't know anything about playing basketball the right way. We just played basketball. Mm-hmm. Like when I took over for Oak Grove, they had four different coaches. Well, I had four different coaches in high school. And my senior year went to the playoffs and, you know, almost won the first round. But, you know, just learning, you know, on the line, up the line on defense, what a banana cut was, what the UCLA offense is, just things like that, that, you know, we don't use those terms anymore, but we still use those cuts and things like that.
Mm-hmm. So Dylan comes along, your son. What if Dylan would have said it, you know, 10 or 11, Dad, I don't like basketball. I don't want to play basketball. I want to dance.
Oh, come on. That's a terrible example to give him.
That's
How about
line.
I want to play baseball?
No, that's a line from a movie. That's a famous line from a movie. But you get the drift.
Well, we've always wanted Dylan to do what he wanted to do, and we played it all. Played soccer, baseball, football, and basketball. And I never – the first time we were playing soccer and baseball at the same time, it's like, dude, we're going back and forth. We're busy. Like, hold up. We're going to have to make a decision. You know, get this. We can't be playing two sports at once. And so end up just playing baseball, basketball, and football mainly. But we, you know, it was what he wanted to do. You know, I threw some golf clubs in his hands early in his life, and, you know, he didn't take a liking to that. But we always kind of wanted him to be him. And, you know, I didn't want to push basketball on him. And a lot of people don't know this. I was really a better baseball player, but I didn't know any better. I was going to play with Coach Alford, but he allowed me to go home on spring break, and I said, man, I'm not going to play any baseball. But so we just always, my wife and I, we always wanted to make sure, let Dylan make his own choices as it related to sports. But if he wanted to play, we sacrificed and made sure he had everything he needed to be successful.
Laron Brumfield is with us, head basketball coach at Oak Grove High School for the men, and his son Dylan has the experience of playing not only at William Carey, but at now currently with Southern Miss, and of course Carey and Southern Miss playing tonight. He also played for Chris Oney down at Pearl River. But as a coach yourself, Laron, how would you describe your relationships with other men who have coached Dylan, including Oney and Steve Knight, and now Jay Ladner?
You know, I have great relationships with all of them, and I guess the biggest thing is, man, their honesty. When Coach Knight came to see Dylan in practice, you know, he knew Dylan was a good player and knew Dylan had aspirations wanting to go Division One, and he told him, he said, hey, if you don't get the offers you want, you got somewhere to play at William Carey. When Coach Oney came in, Coach Oney was coming, his assistant was sending him to see someone else in Jay Barnes. And he called me up. He said, I don't want him. He said, I want Dylan. And he wanted to talk to Dylan in the office. And he said, I want you to come in here with me. He said, you can come play for me at Pearl River, but you got to play point guard. He wanted to answer then. And so Dylan was like, okay. And went from there, man. So, and even with Coach Ladner, goes back from some high school days, and even when he was at Jones, Southeastern, we used to go down to team camps. You know, didn't have a relationship like I did with Oney and Coach Knight because we worked a little bit closer, and because Oney and I played golf and all that stuff together. But you know, I could call Jay at any time if I need anything. You know, Coach Ron was his assistant, so. Always supported and always, you know, had some type of relationship with them.
And Bob, I think sometimes people forget that Jay Ladner put in some time at Oak Grove High School.
Is that right?
Yeah, 1 year.
As a coach.
Coach, I know you obviously talked to your son. I mean, how is he feeling about this tonight? This must be an unusual situation for him.
Yeah, but Dylan's so laid back, you know. He just – if he is stressing about it, he wouldn't tell us. Uh-huh. But, you know, he still has a relationship with Coach Knight, with Coach PJ and Bert. And, he played with those guys over there. So, as a matter of fact, last night, I think he would talk about they were going to get on 2K and play after William Carey got out of practice. So, but he's going to approach it like any other game, man. You know, want to go out and win the basketball game. And then after it's all over, we can talk about the game or whatever when the game's over. But I don't think, you know, that he's putting any pressure on himself or anything like that. He's just going to go out and do what Dylan does.
Well, you know, men on both sides, was this a tricky situation in any way for him to leave Carey, played there, your background there, to go across town and play?
No. Well, you know, from my understanding, the NAIA has been – every rule the NCAA made that they kind of followed behind with eligibility standards. Mm-hmm. But for some reason, the ruling that they had that happened somewhere, I can't remember. I don't think the NAIA necessarily did that with the extra year. So, you know, once Dylan made his decision that he was – well, once he found out he can go, he had another
one more year.
Mm-hmm. You know,
oh, I say he got an extra year.
Yeah.
Okay, okay.
With the NCAA.
With the NCAA.
I got you.
It had to be NCAA. Couldn't be.
Well, that makes – well, that took the problem away.
Yeah, and so and like I told him, just make sure you talk to coaches about it. Just make sure they know what's going on. And he did. And so when schools start calling, you know, first visit was at USM. And – didn't go anywhere else.
All right, can you hang around, Coach? We'll talk to you about the game in general and a little more about tonight's game. As we head into the break, I want to remind our good friends at Forest Health, want to remind you, I should say, that keeping up with your favorite team is fun this time of the year, but you should never forget about the most important player, that's you. They encourage you to get annual physicals and be sure your health is as good as it can be. Forest Health can help you with expert medical care closer to home. ForestHealth.org. Also, I want to say hello to Hank Lott and the great, great people at MCS Home Center. That's where we think you should go for home repair, home remodeling, home construction, everything you need for your next project. Home lawn or garden, they've got it at MCS Home Center in Bellevue. It's out on Highway 98 West. It is a beautiful store, and they're filled with local folks eager to help you.
Had a big crowd at their Christmas open house last weekend, you know, pleased to report. And then after the open house was over, they scooted on down to the Rock and joined us at the football game.
And they were just, they're wonderful people, are they not? We had a great time.
Hospitable, charitable, for
sure. Had a great time. Appreciate the invite. That was a lot of fun. We're going to continue with Coach Brumfield right after this. Stay with us.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
The Eagle Hour, Southern Miss to the top.
All right, everybody, welcome back. Second segment of the Super Talk Eagle Hour, every day sponsored by Eagle Tire West. They invite you to see them on Highway 98 West for premium Goodyear products, full-service auto and truck service. They're next to Smith Motor Company, Highway 98 West, Hattiesburg. Family operated since 1985. Eagle Tire and Eagle Tire West, Goodyear Tires, full-service, big, big Southern Miss supporters. LeBron Brumfield is in the studio with us, head basketball coach at Oak Grove High School, father of Dylan Brumfield, who will be on the floor tonight for the Golden Eagles when they take on William Carey University. And you played at William Carey. You like this crosstown thing, Coach? I think it's really cool every year. I enjoy it.
Yes, sir. We've always wanted to play them. When I played, we didn't play USM. And we always thought that, you know, we can win. Mm-hmm. Of course, I would have been playing against Spoon and Mahard, Bernard Haslett, and those guys. Mm-hmm. But we played, you know, you guys probably remember the Summer League. So we mm-hmm. always played against the Darren Chancellors and stuff like that
right.
all the time. But I think it's a good thing for the city. I think it's a good thing that people can come out. Because a lot of people, you know, in Hattiesburg may not know much about William Carey mm-hmm. because it's such a small school in so to speak. But when you really think about it, man, they mm-hmm. got a lot of degree programs growing with the nursing programs.
Yeah, no question. The doctor school.
Doctor school, education. But I think it's a great thing, you know, getting everybody involved, trying to bring everybody together. I think that's one thing that's missing in the world today. We're so drawn apart. So when you could bring a small school and a big school
in
the same city, let's come together, let's have some fun, cheer for your team.
It's a game.
I think it's a good thing. It's a game. At the end of the day, it's a basketball
game.
And
the two women's teams played last week.
Yes, and it was crazy, wasn't it?
Now, I want to go back to the thing you said about playing against Spoon. This is your chance to go ahead and reveal it to the public. How much did you bully him around the floor and just push him around and get him out of your way?
Well, I was one of the fortunate guys when we played in the summer league games. We were on the same team.
Oh, okay. You didn't have to do that, did you?
Yeah, I would bully other people, and then he would come get my back. It's like, I got you, bro, Phil.
Nobody really bullied Spoon much.
No, let me tell you something. We would come over and watch him play, man, and I'm, you know, playing Louisville or Memphis, those teams like that, man, and that guy was.
How good was he, Coach? Put in perspective, man. Clarence Weatherspoon.
Let me tell you something. If you look down on the court, he was always small. You know, shorter than those guys he was playing against. But, man, I remember just get the ball right underneath the basket, go up just vertically and just two hands, just tear the rim down, that hydro rim just shaking, and, man, everybody going crazy, man. And then handling the ball, you know, they pitch it to him sometimes up front in the front court. He's handling that ball, can go up, and, you know, that little nice mid-range jumper. Man, he was the truth.
He was just – a generational type talent.
Yes,
correct.
Yes. You don't see athletes like that hardly anymore. Yeah. Reminds you almost like a Charles Barkley.
I think that's a good comparison, Kelly. Yeah. Spoon and Barkley.
And, and he made a little money, Weatherspoon did.
Yeah,
doing
just
that.
A little bit. Yeah. 76ers.
Yeah, he's not working over here at the grocery store.
Right.
But LaRon Brumfield, what led you, though, to, once you had to make a career choice, what led you into coaching?
Well, if you let my sisters tell you, I've been coaching a long time. You know, growing up, you know, in the summertime, we had to be outside. So, you know, I taught my sisters how to play softball. If they miss ground balls, I made them run around the house. But my dad would
try to do that now. Right?
Yeah, my dad in Louisiana, they play softball, fast pitch softball. And my dad played for the Town Takers. He was like the coach. So I just around him, man, being there, writing lineups and seeing that, I guess that just put something in me, man. And when I got to carry and played, I always knew I wanted to coach.
You see a lot of different sports, and I'll use baseball as an example. It used to be where you would, if a coach would tell you you weren't good enough, you'd work harder to try to displace whoever, your buddy, but you were trying to work to get better. We seem to live in a society now where kids are pulled by their parents or whatever. They don't want to work to get better. They simply want to go to a worse team that they can start on immediately. How much are you seeing that in the high school basketball game now, or is it more just a baseball, soccer kind of thing?
I think it's in all sports, baseball, football, basketball, soccer, you name it. Everybody wants to play, and everybody thinks they should be playing.
Right.
And but you got to put the work in. And I think we just make it so easy sometimes when, you know, you can have if it's not working out for me, I can go start my own team or whatever the case may be, or I can go somewhere else and play. And I have to look at it from both sides of, as a coach and a parent. You know, I want my son to play. But, you know, being a former college athlete, I know, hey, you gotta work, you gotta earn it. And I think the ones that go out and earn it, those are the ones that you see that have the most success.
But you hear lots of times parents say, well, my son puts in the work, but the coach has a relationship with this person over here, or this guy gives more money to the booster club. There's always an excuse from parents as to why their kid isn't playing, and 99 times out of 100, they're exactly that. They're excuses.
Yeah, man, look, we live in a society where a lot of people probably don't have all the information. If parents, and I'll let you come to our practices, just come to our practices, and if your son's not playing, your child's not playing for me, I can show you why in practice. If he can't remember the plays, if he doesn't work hard, you know what? What our kids, we have kids on our team, they think they work hard. When I'm telling them, you're not working hard enough. You gotta go a little bit further, work a little harder, dive on the floor a little bit more. And they don't get that at first. But the ones that pick that up and start to see, hey, this guy know what he's talking about, those are the ones that's going to have success.
And, Coach, never before have we seen sport changing more than we have in the last 4 or 5 years, right? Are you seeing that change at the high school level?
Yeah, everything trickles down. You know, you got to think about this. And I don't care about what people do with their NIL money. But even if you go back on Michael Jordan days, he talked about it, how when he went into the professional level, he had to earn his keep. He had to earn his sponsorships. Nowadays, man, people are getting sponsorships on what they might be able to do.
What their last name is. With their last,
or whatever. And so, but that trickled down from the business side of it. You know, people own businesses and they, you know, get it goes down to their sons or daughters or whoever the case may be, and they may not have worked a day in the family business. And if they didn't, what's going to happen? It's not going to last. So, man, we just got to learn how to navigate through it, you know. I don't think it's going away. And so for us on the high school level, especially here in the Oak Grove area, I think we are kind of unique situation, man, because we're not known for a basketball school, you know, like I said, baseball, football. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of use that as my opportunity to say, hey, guys, we need to work so we can so the school can be known for a basketball school.
Makes sense,
so we kind of take that approach because, you know, this is something we're just going to have to deal with until till I stop coaching.
So money-wise, we were talking in the production meeting, right? You see all the, these obscene amounts of money that college football coaches are making. And high school coaches who are much more valued by the athletes themselves, they'll say that their high school coaches had much more influence on them. Do we kind of have this bass-ackwards, so to speak, Laron, where the college coaches who are not, according to the players, as influential as their high school coaches are, but yet the high school coaches aren't making the money that the college coaches are? What's up with that?
Well, they got a few more donors. That's the biggest thing. You know, we can, as a coach, and you, when you coach on the high school level, even in a recreational level, man, you have a different type of relationship with these kids than you do when you, you start to get a little bit higher. You start to know it's about the outcome. If as a coach, if I don't get the outcome for my administration, they're going to get rid of me. So the players, that's how the head coaches treat the players. If I'm not getting the outcome from you, hey, I'm going to – I got to get rid of you. I got to go get someone else. For me, I'm trying to teach kids about life. I know only about 1.5, maybe 2% of kids in high school going to get a chance to go play on the next level. So I'm trying to teach them things about, hey, man, look, one day you're going to be grown. You're going to be just like me. You're going to have kids, and your head going to be hurting. You're not going to feel good, but you got to get your butt up, and you got to go to work because you got somebody at your house, your wife or whatever, a significant other. They going to need some grocery money. You got to buy some milk for the, you got to buy some shoes for the kids. So you can't be late for work. You know, your boss might be a turd. He may not like you. He may be whatever you want to call it, but guess what? He's the boss, and you're going to have to deal with it. Go in there, yes, sir, and make your money and go home and be happy.
Well, congratulations, Coach Brumfield. I think you're the first guest we've ever had that has used the word turd.
In the same conversation that you used ass backwards.
Yeah. I get it from the best. Been knowing Kelly for a long time now.
Hey, Coach, you do – all of you high school coaches, and I told you this back in my office, you guys deserve the money more than the college coaches. That's just my opinion.
Well, hey.
You'll take it.
I hope you help us make that happen.
All right, Coach. Pleasure meeting you, sir.
Pleasure was mine, sir. Thank y'all for having me.
We'll be right back.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Hey, welcome back. Super Talk Eagle Hour on there. I want to thank Coach Laron Brumfield. Very impressive man.
Yeah, that's a tough one tonight, Bob. When Dylan played at Cary last year, now he's at Southern Miss this year.
Yeah, but I got to tell you, I'm glad you brought Coach in here. It's a pleasure to meet him, and really, really impressive.
Solid guy.
Impressive, man. DBAT sponsors this segment of the Super Talk Eagle Hour. They're down on Hardy Street. It's a great place to start thinking about for Christmas upcoming. They got a great pro shop. They get you gift certificates. They can give you all kinds of really cool gift ideas and stocking stuffers. For some have said that this year, stocking stuffers.
And your teeth didn't even fall out.
No, I'm that polygrip. I'm not even that old.
New
goodness.
And improved.
Thank goodness. Mobay Beignet Company, 2902 Hardy Street. I can eat beignets with no problem. How about you, Kelly?
I can too, but I just eat them too slowly to savor every bite.
Yes, and too many.
But that's why you savor them. You just enjoy the process.
It's hard to eat just one. Yeah. There's a little question about that.
That was like Lay's potato chips. Remember? That's what
they
used to say.
Yeah, I do remember that. All right, still to come, Dima Mixon is going to join us in the 150 break. I reached out and asked Heath Hinton from Big Gold Nation to jump on the show with us. And Heath, I asked you to come on. I want to engage in a conversation with you and Kelly about something. And I don't want this to be now Bob Getty's griping again. Bob Getty's not griping again, okay? But this is just something that jumped out at me today, and I was very interested in getting the take from you two guys, and I got it back in my office with Coach Brumfield, so I knew how he felt. And that is the incredible benefit of coaching college athletics today and how you can become generationally rich from failure. And I don't know of another business that you can do that. And the latest example that I read this morning is James Franklin, the former coach at Penn State. Now, he made millions of dollars coaching at Penn State, and apparently they were off to such a bad start that he was dismissed. So he failed. Is that fair to say? This year was a failure in the eyes of his employer. He settled for a $9 million walkout bonus. And he has signed a similar $8, $9 million contract now with Virginia Tech. So assuming it's eight, James Franklin, Kelly, and Heath made $17 million for having a failed football season. Heath Hinton, Big Gold Nation, when in the world does this insanity stop?
When you put a cap on something or when – I don't know if you can. I mean, it's called free market, Bob. And as long as people are willing, as long as schools are willing to put these buyouts in and they're willing to pay it to bring coaches in that they really want, I don't know when it's going to stop. But it's kind of, you know, the market these days.
Kelly, I mean,
capitalism is a wonderful thing.
Is there that much money in college sports now that you can throw around $40, $50 million like it's pocket change? Well,
remember where most of that money's coming from, though, are these lucrative TV contracts.
Yeah.
So that's where it didn't happen in the old days because those TV contracts weren't around.
Mm-hmm.
But I think one of the things that's got to happen, and Lee Roberts and I actually talked about this on the show last week, athletic directors have got to stop. If money's an issue, they have to stop giving these coaches 4 and 5 year deals.
Yeah.
And here's why they need to stop it. Not only for the financial reasons, but because of the NIL now and because of the transfer portal, Charles Huff is living proof that you can turn a team completely around in 1 year. The old argument that they need 4 or 5 years, well, I need to get my guys in here. I need to recruit my guys. Well, you used to have athletes for 4 years. You don't anymore.
No.
Because of the transfer portal.
Right.
So, and I know athletic directors that might be listening to this going, oh, real easy for Sander to say. He's never been an AD. But I'm telling you, if I were an AD, I wouldn't offer any more than a 2-year contract.
No.
And say, well, I'm not going to get any good recruits. Well, you don't have to worry about that because of the transfer portal.
That doesn't matter anymore.
It doesn't. No. So give people a 2-year contract, incentivize success, minimize any buyouts, or just say there's not going to be any buyout. No.
And I don't put the blame just on the schools. You got to look at the coaches. And this was an interesting conversation we had yesterday, Heath. Get your take on this. Kelly and I talking to Dima. And Dima, obviously, we love Dima. Dima's much younger than Kelly and I. We're talking about Lane Kiffin. And Dima, and I think that's reflective of just the younger generation. oh, man, there's no way he wouldn't go to LSU. That's just such a better job. There's no way. And Kelly's going, Dima, the man's making $9 million a year at a university where he is beloved. He will be under no pressure for years to come. Why would he ever think about giving that up? And in Dima's mind, and I think Dima just speaks for many, many people, it's because he has a better chance of doing this at LSU than he does at home. But at what point do you become satisfied?
I mean, when does he, you know, he could use this to, but you got to also understand, this is also a, you know, kind of a bargaining tool with Ole Miss too, because he can come back and say, look, you need to pay me a little more.
Well, how much, you know, more do you need?
Auburn, yeah, but I understand. And I get that it's a lot of money. I think it's what the money represents, not the money amount, if that makes any sense. It's what it represents that you're one of the top coaches in the nation. But I understand what you're saying. What's the difference between $9 and $11 million when you're at that point? Look, I'm with Kelly on the contract thing. I think 2 years, 3 years at the most. I think you're going to see that start changing because of the transfer portal. You're not going to have these four-year contracts, and if you don't have four-year contracts, then the buyouts are going to be a lot less because they're not going to be here as long.
Yeah.
So I think you're going to see the buyouts go down once those two and three-year contracts happen.
And here's something else that you get a little bit tired of, is it's these same old coaches that are just – they're going from school to school.
Right.
You know, James Franklin, Jimbo Fisher, you know, he was paid all this money.
Right.
Kelly now, and Les, the guy that was at Ole Miss at LSU before and then went to Kansas. And
Les
Miles.
Les Miles, thank you.
Right.
Yeah, it's just they just keep recycling these. And Hugh Freeze. Are these the only guys that can win games?
Right. And then
Most of these coaches have the same agent, Sexton. I mean, a lot of them have Sexton as their agent. There's like most of these coaches, that's the funny thing. A lot of these coaches have the same agents. There's not that many agents for coaches out there.
And I think this is what brought this to my attention. And it was LeBron Brumfield being in my office. And you were there, Kelly. I've observed these high school coaches for a long time in the media, and they are so important. It's just it's hard to describe. I mean, coaching may be the least important thing they do. They're father figures, they're disciplinarians, they're parents, they're everything to these young men, and they make just a piddling compared to what. And I don't want to single out James Franklin, but he's bouncing from one million-dollar job to another. Do you think he's ever taken a kid home like Coach Brumfield was describing? And when you're driving them back and forth from practice, you can see what kind of homes they live in. Are they getting enough food to eat? Those things are far more important than how many football games Penn State wins.
I had a high school coach tell me this story, Bob, that one time he happened to be a baseball coach, but he was driving some of his players home who didn't have any transportation. They were infatuated when they looked on the dashboard of the coach's car and saw that the tank was full of gas.
I believe that, yes.
And he asked, he goes, what are you guys looking at? He says, look at the meters over there on the F. And he said, well, so? He goes, Coach, we put $2 at a time in our tanks.
Right.
You know, so this is what you're dealing with in these high school
coaches. Yeah, but you were talking right then about coaches and being more, I think what you're seeing, well, Coach Huff, let's take Coach Huff for instance. He is a player's coach. And you look at the players that came with him and talk to the guys that are on the team now. I think guys like Coach Huff, and they do so much as far as helping these kids become men in college. I do think there are a lot of coaches that do a lot of stuff for kids in college. I've heard a lot of good things about Franklin and the way he treats his players. I don't blame the coaches for these contracts. I don't blame these coaches for making all this money. You got to look at the people that are giving them the contracts and are willing to pay for
them. Well, no, you can't
blame
them.
They're willing to pay for it.
You can't blame them. Nobody's going to turn down the money. My only point being, and I'm not in any way criticizing Huff or anybody like that.
Yeah.
I was just struck by the time I spent with Coach Brumfield, the Oak Grove basketball coach, and it just reminded me, and Kelly, I've shared these stories with you, some of those stories that I saw up in the Mississippi Delta. I just can't express my admiration for these high school coaches and how, and it just irritates me how little they make compared to their, you know, the ones coaching in college.
And to show you, we're not just picking on college football coaches. I mean, when a lot of these major corporations, Enron and Exxon, how many times do those CEOs get fired, but they're given a $30 million severance? But
if, that golden umbrella, baby.
But if a LeBron Brumfield gets fired, he's not getting the golden umbrella, right?
No,
he's
correct.
Looking for another job.
That's right.
All right, Heath, thanks, man. I appreciate you jumping in with us. Heath Hinton, everybody.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Big Gold Nation. When we come back, we'll catch up with Dima. Hang on.
Big news from Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel. We've moved. You'll now find us directly behind our old building, right by Sawmill Animal Hospital. We're still your trusted electrical distributor, carrying everything from conduit to tape. And don't forget our full line of Milwaukee tools. Whether you're a contractor or a DIY pro, stop by the new Robinson Electric Supply at 1222 West 6th Street and see what's lighting up Laurel. Robinson Electric Supply. New location, same trusted service.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, welcome back. Fourth segment of the Eagle Hour, sponsored by 4th Street Bar and Grill. Be a great place to catch the ball game Saturday afternoon. Get yourself a good poor boy sandwich and something cold to drink. It'll be a lot of fun. 4th Street Bar and Grill, we really appreciate all that they do for us. Genesis of Hattiesburg, the official auto dealer of our program. Their sedans and SUVs are all available at Mississippi's exclusive Genesis dealership, Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. And don't forget about the Super Talk Eagle Hour podcast on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, or you can tell Alexa or Siri to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Dima Mixon covers football media day for the Eagle Hour every Tuesday, and we're happy to get his latest report. All right, Dima, the question is obvious. What Coach Heff have to say about Braylon Braxton and his availability this weekend?
Yeah, he said that he, quote-unquote, feels better about him playing on Saturday. But, of course, Sunday and Monday for them isn't really a full practice day. It's kind of a walk-around day. So Coach Heff told me that me and him could go out there and do what Braylon did on Sunday and Monday. And, you know, so they're really not going to know until tonight when they practice kind of in their full speed practices and tomorrow night. So I think Wednesday night's availability report will be really interesting. And then, you know, it's another week of unknown, I think. And it's sounding like, to me at least, that this might be a nagging issue for them and something that, you know, it's something that's definitely to monitor. And I think it goes back to the question I had on the show yesterday, whether or not you do play him or not, if you're not certain he's 100% against South Alabama, because I just don't see the point in re-aggravating something for a game that, in the grand scheme of things, doesn't matter as far as the West implications like next week would.
Right, and let's clarify that. Really, no matter what the Golden Eagles do Saturday, will have no effect on their ability to get to the championship game as long as they beat Troy. Do I have that right?
Correct. Unless Troy were to lose on Saturday to Georgia State, which probably isn't going to happen, if Troy beats Georgia State, then regardless, win or lose against South Alabama, Southern Miss would play Troy for the West Division next week.
So you figure it's going to be a game day decision?
I don't know about a game day decision. I think they'll have something. They'll know something by tonight or tomorrow night because they knew something before game day last week, even though it said it was a game time decision. Landry Liddy confirmed that in the post-game press conference when he said that he knew a couple days before the game that he was going to start.
Mm-hmm. And, Dima, tell us about the conference rule about actually showing your cards, so to speak, one way or the other. Each team has to file an availability report.
Yeah, every team. And that was something new that they've started this year. They've never done that before. And I just think it's either probable, questionable, or out. That's like the three labels that you give. And then on the game day, it's either a game time decision, out, or, you know, just doesn't appear on the availability report. I don't think there's any necessarily rules of for example, if last Wednesday, Braylon was listed as probable and he ended up not playing. So, you know, I don't really know how much you can take from tomorrow night's report versus Saturday morning's.
I gotcha. And if there's no, I guess really you could say probable then for just about anybody if there's no
right. Because I don't think there's any rules that says you know, if it's a 50-50 on Wednesday night, you know, then you could say that that's theoretically probable.
What else, now that the dust settled a little bit from Saturday, did you hear anything from Coach Huff today that maybe he didn't talk about following the Texas State game?
Yeah, no, I thought it was interesting. He talked about our good friend Glenn Dyer asked him a question about, you know, he thought that Texas State was able to scheme them up pretty good. And Huff kind of pushed back on that and saying that he didn't feel like they were out-schemed, just Texas State was executing and they didn't on offense, which to me, of course, is the biggest concern of why the offense couldn't execute, and maybe the neutralizer in that is just Braylon Braxton playing. But, you know, if the offense continues to not be able to execute, I think that's a huge concern for Southern Miss going forward, and playing a pretty good defense this week against South Alabama, and then, of course, next week when you play Troy in a potential West Division title game.
Well, I think it's – since it most likely will come down to that game, that Saturday after Thanksgiving is always really tricky, particularly in Hattiesburg, because a lot of people, you know, go out of town for Thanksgiving.
Right.
But I think now this changes a lot of travel plans for a lot of people, because this would be a Southern Miss first, being in a conference championship for football in the Sun Belt, I should say.
Yeah, Western Division. Yes,
yes, yes.
Believe it or not, it's actually James Madison's first appearance in the Sun Belt title game too. I didn't realize that until the other day.
That just doesn't seem possible, does it?
I know. I agree.
I thought they had played in every championship of every sport they've ever played in.
Checkers, chess, whatever.
All right, Dima. Well, I guess we'll just have to wait and see. But all eyes will be on Braylon Braxton. I think that's fair to say, right?
Yeah, and again, I don't know why you play him if he's not 100%, because I think they can beat South Alabama with Liddy. But I just don't know why you would re-aggravate something when next week's game is so much more important in the grand scheme of things. Of course, you want to win every game, but, you know, I don't know why you would re-aggravate something in face of a huge game next week. And, of course, you want him prepared and, you know, good to play against James Madison if that game happens.
That's right. All right, thanks, Dima. Dima will have some player interviews for us the rest of the week as well. Dima Mixon out at Media Day. I'm going to be off for a few days. Kelly and Dima will handle the show, and I know that they'll take perfectly good care of our baby, right, Kelly?
We'll be here with bells on.
All right. Thank you, people, always, for listening. We're very, very grateful. Southern Miss.
To the top. Keeps on slipping into the future.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.